So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, The Birth of Lord Krishna, Text 26. Yo yam kalas tasya tes vyaktabando. Tes tam ahus ahus tes tete yena vishvam. Nime shadira vat saranto mahiyam. Tam te shanam shema dama prapadye. Ya, that which I am, this kala, time, minutes, hours, seconds, tasya, of him, te, of you, avyaktabando, oh my Lord, you're the inaugurator of the unmanifested. The original Mahatattva or Prakriti. Chaistam. Attempt or pastimes. Ahu. It is said. Chaistate. Works. Yena. By which. Vishvam, the entire creation, Nimesha Adi, beginning with minute parts of time, Vatsara Antaha, up to the limit of a year, Mahiyam, powerful, Tam, unto your lordship, Ishanam, unto you, the Supreme Controller, Shema Dhamma, the reservoir of all auspiciousness, Rapadye, I offer full surrender. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O inaugurator of the material energy, this wonderful creation works under the control of powerful time, which is divided into seconds, minutes, hours, and years. This element of time, which extends for many millions of years, is but another form of Lord Vishnu. For your pastimes, you act as the controller of time, but you are the reservoir of all good fortune. Let me offer my full surrender unto your lordship. So who's speaking here? Yes, Devaki. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 552, Yat chaksha esha savita sakala grahanam raja samasa suramurtir sheshe teja yas yagaya brahmati samvrita kala chakro govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. The sun is the king of all planetary systems and has unlimited potency in heat and light. I worship Govinda, the primal Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under whose control even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, rotates within the fixed orbit of eternal time. Although we see the cosmic manifestation as gigantic and wonderful, it is within the limitations of Kala, the time factor. This time factor is also controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Prakriti, the cosmic manifestation is under the control of time. Indeed, everything is under the control of time, and time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Lord has no fear of the onslaughts of time. Time is estimated according to the movements of the sun, Savita. Every minute, every second, every day, every night, every month, and every year of time can be calculated according to the sun's movements. But the sun is not independent, for it is under time's control. Brahmati Samrita Kala Chakra. The sun moves within the Kala Chakra, the orbit of time. The sun is under the control of time, and time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord has no fear of time. The Lord is addressed here as Avyakta Bandhu, or the inaugurator of the movements of the entire cosmic manifestation. Sometimes the cosmic manifestation is compared to a potter's wheel. When a potter's wheel is spinning, who has set it in motion? It is the potter, of course. Although sometimes we see only the motion of the wheel and cannot see the potter himself. Therefore, the Lord who is behind the motion of the cosmos is called Avyakta Bandhu. Everything is within the limits of time, but time moves under the direction of the Lord, who is therefore not within time's limit. So the text again, the inaugurator of the material energy, this wonderful creation, works under the control of powerful time, which is divided into seconds, minutes, hours, and years. This element of time, which extends for many millions of years, is but another form of Lord Vishnu. For your pastimes, you act as controller of time, but you are the reservoir of all good fortune. Let me offer my full surrender unto your lordship. In the Bhagavad Gita, there are five topics. Four of them are eternal, and one of them is temporary. So the five topics are Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, the Jiva, the living entity, Kala, time, Prakriti, nature, and Karma. And as Prabhupada writes in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, under the purview of time, the three modes of material nature are bringing about karma. So our activities are not independent of time, nor are they independent of the three modes. Unless, as it says, Ayu Harati Vaipum Sam Uda Nastam Chayanyayo Tasyaiva Tasyarte Tachino Nityam Uttamashoka Vartate. With both rising and the setting of the sun, everyone's day is being taken away. Everyone's life is being taken away, I believe. Yes, the duration of life is everyone is being taken, except one who's engaged in glorifying the all good Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, material energy acts according to a certain direction coming from Krishna, namely under the laws of karma. And spiritual life is under the laws of devotional service. There may not be a great difference in externally in what we perceive, but the experience is completely different between karma and devotional service. Karma has the problem of not only being in the mode of goodness, because that's a problem too, because one has to take birth again, but also one performs karmic activities in ignorance or passion, then there is great suffering involved. That suffering is ultimately due to ignorance, but then ignorance and passion remain for those who are attracted to ignorance. But Krishna doesn't like that the living entities are in the material world, because Arjuna was on the battlefield, Kurukshetra, and he saw the beautiful form of Krishna. But then when he asked to see Krishna's universal form, Krishna transformed, like we had imagined, Dr. Heckel and Mr. Hyde. Split personality, apparently. First he was a beautiful cowherd boy or a beautiful kshatriya, and then he was eating warriors. He became a non-vegetarian and started to eat the warriors on the battlefield, burning everything to ashes. So Arjuna is a little surprised. And so he asked Krishna, Akyaki ke ko bhavan ugrupo namostute deva vraprasida vigyatamichami vantamadyam hi prajanami tava pravitim. That, my dear Krishna, Akyaki ke bo bhavan ugrupo, can you please tell me what happened that you've transformed from this beautiful person into this horrible feature? Could you imagine your wife or your husband one day, you're sitting there and suddenly they transformed into Dracula? What would you think? Especially if it was lunchtime. You'd be a little upset. So imagine Arjuna, suddenly Krishna's universal form is being shown, and as Ugarupo, it's a horrible feature of Krishna. So Arjuna's asking, well, you're a nice person, I know, but why are you displaying this horrible feature? So Krishna said, Kalosmi loka she krit prarido lokanso harti ha prarithak itepi tvam nabha vishanti sarve yevastita pratnu keshu yoda. That time I am the destroyer of all the worlds. I have come to engage all beings, all people. Except for you, the Pandavas, everyone here on both sides will be slain. So that's, imagine you get the notice in the newspaper, everyone in Ljubljana is going to be slain today. You feel a little nervous. So Krishna told Arjuna, everyone here is going to die, except for you. Well, that's good news. At least partially good news. So the question is, Arjuna is thinking, wow, this is pretty devastating, literally devastating. So what am I supposed to do? So Krishna says, Tasmat tvam utishti sho lavasva jiva bhukshva rajan samridam nimiyata bhavasachin. Tasmatvam utishti yashola vasva diva bhukshva rajan samridam nimiyata matram savachin. Oh, I missed a word there in the Tasmatvam utishti yashola vasva Chitvashvatrum bhukshvarajansamridam mayayavata niyatam purvam eva nimitramatram bhavasavashvachin. Just get up and prepare to fight, and after conquering them, you'll enjoy a courage. After conquering your enemies, you'll enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They're already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Savasachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. In other words, Arjuna, who's representing the conditioned soul, can escape Kala by becoming Krishna's instrument. Similarly, we're under Kala, under the influence of time, but we can escape time if, as much as we become absorbed in Krishna consciousness and perform devotional service in that consciousness. Then our consciousness goes on to another level of awareness, but we realize we're eternal, and we realize the eternal activities, the eternal Supreme Person and His eternal abode. Everything is eternal, is revealed to us, and even Krishna's plans for this material universe, what He's trying to do here. Everything is revealed, And Arjuna will say, it's all very good. Even Krishna's horrible feature is actually good, because Krishna doesn't really have a horrible feature. It's actually a good feature. Just like Lord Nrisimhadev or Hiranyakashipu was not a very pleasant feature. But for Prahlad Maharaj, it was very beautiful. So beauty is in the heart, eyes of the beholder. And if we understand Krishna, what he's doing, then everything he's doing is good. And if we don't, then everything is bad. Because time is not very pleasant. As we probably notice when we look in the mirror, no one is getting younger. Time doesn't seem to help us get younger. Therefore, when we're 20 years old, we want to be 25, and when we're 25, we want to be 20 again. And indeed, we can become 20 again, but not in this lifetime. Start all over again. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 6. No, you rascal, it's 5. All over again. Kindergarten, first grade, etc., etc. Whatever. Pressure, taking tests, having our teeth fall out when we're little kids, having them pulled out if they don't grow in properly. The whole thing all over again. In some species of life, not necessarily human. Therefore, human form of life is an opportunity, first of all, to understand that time is not someone's imagination, because time is changing everything. As we notice, everything is being changed all the time, not only our bodies and our situations, but everything is being changed. And as we can see that we may have some little bit of influence over what our activities are by our desiring, but for the great vast universe, we have no influence whatsoever. All we have is some imagination that we're influencing things. But time is influencing everything, changing everything. But time is not changing at all. It's not that we wake up one day and we read in the newspaper, time grew so old, it died. Therefore, there's no more time. And everyone's rejoicing in the street. We're going to live forever in this material world. It's not changing at all. No, time doesn't change. We don't change. Material nature is always there. And the person behind the whole thing is Krishna. Interesting enough, Prabhupada quotes this, Chaksha Esha Savita Sakala Grahanam, that the sun is on an orbit. Now, that's probably contradicting the vast majority of what the scientists believe, or what the vast majority of scientists believe. They believe that the earth is rotating and the sun is in one place. But Brahma doesn't agree with them. He says, Brahmati Samrita Kala Chakra, that the Kala Chakra, the sun is moving on Kala Chakra around in orbit. So who do we believe, Brahma or the scientists, so-called scientists? Of course, when Newton, I think it was Galileo or someone who claimed that the sun was fixed and the earth was moving around, I think they burned him at the stake. And now if you claim that the sun is moving and the earth is stationary, they'll probably burn you at the stake also. But whether it's moving around the sun, the sun is moving around the earth, or the earth is moving around the sun, it makes no difference. The important thing is that the sun is moving by time. Everything's moving by time. And time, Krishna says, Kalosmi Bharatar Shiva, or Mrityu Saraharas Chaham. I come as time and take everything away. Everything at every moment is being taken away from us. We may imagine that this is the same body I have, or this is the same computer, but it's different. It may appear similar, but actually it's being taken away at every moment, and by the influence of time, everything is changing all the time. And if we recognize that, then we'll be very cautious about how we live in the material world. Because there's some feeling and some consciousness that actually I'm controlling something. But what are we controlling? We can't even control one atom in this universe. Hiranyakashipu, he realized if he was going to become God or like God in this universe, first of all, he had to control time. He had to live forever. Otherwise, what's the fun? If someone gave you 100 billion euros, but they only gave it to you for 100 billionth of a second, how much fun can you have with 100 billion euros? Not very much. Like King Krukshekar, he was fighting on behalf of the demigods, and then finally, Kartikeya asked him, now that you've been fighting so long, we want to give you a benediction on the behalf of the demigods. What benediction you would like? So he asked him, how much more time do I have? So he has 1 moment, the demigod told him. 1 moment? What kind of benediction are you going to give me for a moment? So he went down to this earth planet, fixed his mind upon Krishna, and went back to the spiritual world. So that's proper utilization of time. Or Prashradra, who is the son of Manu. Prashradra is a prince in Treta Yuga, and he was in charge of looking after the cows. Cows are considered so important that even a prince was in charge of looking after them. He protected them with his sword from the tigers, because the tigers were plentiful and they like to eat cows. So he would stand up all night with his sword in his arm, with his hands, in case a tiger came. So one dark moon night, when there was no moon, there was no light, and they didn't have electricity, Prashradra was standing there looking after the cows, but one tiger came, and the cows started to move, in great fear of the tiger. So Prashradra swung his sword to kill the tiger, and indeed he heard the tiger squealing and running. But the next morning when he woke up, he found out that not only he had wounded the tiger, cut his nose and ears, but he had also cut off the head of a cow. So that's Kali Yuga. People are doing so many abominable things. But in Treta Yuga, if you do anything wrong, we just speak of cutting off a cow's head, then your karma gets multiplied. You actually get a great reaction for that. And what to speak of, you have a spiritual master like Vasishtha Muni, who came along and saw that his disciple had cut off the head of a cow. And he became angry at his disciple, Prashradra, and cursed him to become a Shudra. Now, probably being a Shudra in Treta Yuga was better than a Brahmin in Kali Yuga. But still, it was not very pleasant to become a Shudra, from a prince to a Shudra. So Prashradra took this as an opportunity and went to the forest and spent the rest of his life meditating upon Lord Vishnu. And so at the end of his life, he went back to the spiritual world and avoided the curse of becoming a Shudra. So we may have done so many things which were good and so many things which are not so good. And therefore, we're destined to get our karma in our next lifetime. Even when we become a devotee has to take some kind of form. So the form will depend upon our activities. But if we become fully conscious of Krishna, we can avoid the whole thing by just going back to the spiritual world, or at least joining Krishna in some planet where he's having his pastimes. Otherwise, everything we're doing at every moment is being recorded, because Krishna is the super soul, and he's going to arrange our next existence according to everything we're thinking, feeling, willing, etc. Therefore, one should try the best one can to become Krishna conscious. To come to another level of consciousness where one is not disturbed by all these different problems that are going on in material existence. Because as soon as we become disturbed by these problems, then we become implicated in trying to solve them. So if we're worried what's going on in this war, this pandemic, and all these different... That's all right. If we have some influence, we can utilize it. But we shouldn't worry. Everything Krishna's arranged is perfectly all right. People are getting exactly what they deserve. And the only hope is that they change their desire so that they, instead of trying to react against the material nature and solve it in their own ways, they try to solve it according to Krishna's directions. Try to utilize their energies in Krishna's service and become Krishna conscious, because that's the ultimate solution to all these problems. To get out of trying to solve the problems. There are unlimited living entities living in the spiritual world who are not trying to solve problems. Their only problem is to please Krishna. They could come here, they'd be very expert at solving problems, but it's just a waste of time, really. Because the problems are never solved. People talk about peace, but peace can only come about when they stop killing the animals. When they stop sinful activities, then they can become peaceful. But if people are engaged in sinful activity, then by the laws of time, by the laws of karma, by the laws of the three modes of material nature, their minds cannot be peaceful, and if their minds are not peaceful, then their intelligence is not clear, and if their intelligence is not clear, they're going to have to do things which are foolish and destructive and unproductive. Although they're trying hard sincerely, and they're praising each other's attempts to solve the problems of material existence, but because they're in ignorance, they don't know what the real problem is. They don't know the Tevidu Swarthakitimi Vishnu Dharashaya Ye Bhagya Artamanina. They don't know that the real problem is they've forgotten Krishna. What to speak of, they don't even know anything about Krishna. What to speak of, they've forgotten him. And therefore they're busily arranging for insignificant things. Watching the football game, and everything has become a big football game, a big video game. Match between the Cowboys and the Indians, the good guys and the bad guys. And we're always the good guys, and the other people are always the bad guys. But we're all bad, because the whole material existence is bad for the soul. Therefore, anyone who's working in the material world for material improvement is bad, because they can't improve it. They're just wasting their time. They may go from ignorance to passion to goodness, but then unless they become Krishna conscious, ravindaksha vimukta maninas, by the influence of time, they'll come back to ignorance and passion again in the course of time. Therefore, where's the progress if you're on a Ferris wheel and sometimes you're up and you see everything, and then the Ferris wheel goes down again. You don't see anything. Where's the progress? Going round and round on the Ferris wheel. You may think I made it to the top, but the next moment you're going down. Quite discouraging. It's almost like that mythology. There was one Greek god who was put into a hole by the other gods, and he had his service was to push up a very big rock to try to push it out of the hole. But every time he just got to the top of the hole, just about to push the rock out, the rock would fall down again. And had to start all over again. So we're trying to push out of this hole of material existence, pushing up a very heavy burden, But as soon as we get almost to the top, the rock falls down again, and we have to start all over again. Another birth, another attempt for material happiness and security, and another failure. Therefore, we should become convinced that chanting Hare Krishna is not some option for some people who can't make it in the material world, who can't make money and cheat people, who can't enjoy their senses unlimitedly, who actually don't have it, they're pessimistic about progress in material energy, low self-esteem. No, that's the Hare Krishna movement is meant for the most intelligent people who can actually see what's going on, and they're escapists. Sometimes they excuse, they claim that the Hare Krishnas are escapists. They criticize them for being escapists. Yet we're escapists. We're trying to get out of this horrible material energy back to the spiritual world. So we're trying to escape from here. And those who want to burn in the fire of devastation, we wish them well. At least they won't have to pay for heat. But it's not a very... We invite them to escape with us back to Krishna Loka. So I'll stop there. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments?
I heard mentioned now in science, the scientists are starting to follow in the Vedas and what's written in the Vedas or in any book, Srimad Bhagavatam, that they find out that the sun is actually moving around the center of the Milky Way. So just the sun other news. You mentioned that in the Middle Ages the sun was moving around the earth, and now they say that the earth is moving around the sun. The sun is and fixed in one spot. But actually they found out some news that actually the sun is moving around the center of the Milky Way.
At least they believe in milk, unlike the vegans. That this, the real way is the Milky Way. Yeah, the scientists are all speculators. They say one thing one moment, due to their imperfect senses and their cheating propensity, etc., they'll say something completely different the next day. So, as I read 40 years ago in Time magazine, the scientist said, "We've learned more about the sun in the last 10 years than all the other planets. Unfortunately, we've just learned, everything we learned about the sun has been proven to be wrong." In the same article, they said, we have positive proof about the possible existence of black holes. So they're just word jugglers. You know. They make a living by coming up with new things all the time. Soon they'll say there is no sun, it's just a reflection of our imagination. It's a virtual reality. Wow, that's profound. There are people who actually say like that. We're living in a virtual reality, that there's no real reality. Scientific. What to speak of quantum mechanics? We're here, but we're living in multiple dimensions. Some of us are here, in the other dimensions, we're taking prasadam right now. So you don't have to worry about the class going over because you're already taking prasadam in the other dimension. Anything else? So I hope everyone feels satisfied with taking prasadam in the other dimension. Or maybe we'll take it in this dimension too. Kwala Grantharaya Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.